Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Ah, that should do it. Can you say something? Oh,
Hello.
brilliant. Thank you. Yes, I certainly did it that time. It came out good and clear.
Okay. Was
Okay.
I on key?
That's great. All right, lovely. Okay, very good. Right, that's okay. Now I have to add in Mia, who's changed her thing to Shabbat Chic. And I was looking for now, where is she? I saw she'd come online earlier.
It looked like she was having problems getting on, is what I she sent it. Was that her that just sent an email?
Oh, did she?
I think she said she was having a problem, that something had changed.
Oh.
Look on your emails just a minute ago, and she was having a hard time logging in.
Okay, I've got a. Don't know. I just cut her on.
Hello. Hi. Yeah. Well, I've had so many family things going on. I want to apologize for missing. Oh, nobody. Thank you. It was. I mean, once things started to happen, that's what they told us, almost right away. So, so. That's it happens. Yeah.
Amen.
It's very unusual, yes. Excuse me, Yedida. I think it's so incredibly poignant and powerful that you're choosing to do this now during Elul, because if there is one thing that we need to go over again every year before the new year, one thing in our cleansing and, you know, cleaning out of ourselves and facing up to what we need to focus on and to grow, it's this. I love this. I love you. Now I'll be quiet. Bye.
Oh. Are you there? Okay. Well, that was a very timely and lovely lesson. Very nice, appropriate. I agree, and it's very comforting, you know, even in my own situation with my uncle, because you just don't know, you know. I saw him a couple weeks before he died, but it was like in the parking lot from a distance. So I let my son, you know, go to where he was going. I was taking my son somewhere, and then I drove on. And then the next thing I know, he's, you know, in a bed dying, and you know, there's just all that flashed just back, and it was like, oh my God, how bad, how wrong, you know. But it's comforting on every level, including a life and death situation where you know, you do, where you have no control. I mean, you only have so much control if God is leading. I just, it's very comforting to know that we're just people. We're not perfect. We're not perfect beings, and we were meant to learn to strive to be perfect, or closer to, you know, God's image, or closer to perfection. But we are not, and never will be perfect people. Definitely. Yeah, it's a beautiful lesson in humanity that, you know, we are all connected, and it really puts us all on the equal turf in a way. You know, we're really just all the same in that respect. God doesn't love you more than me, and me more than him, and him more than her, you know, and it's the same. Right. Another. Right. And it just means that we are individual. I mean, it just we are all individual. But I think it puts, I mean, if people could see us, the world, as more humanity, a family of humanity, then it would certainly, I think, change a lot of the problems and conflicts in the world. And could you imagine what a world would be like? I mean, and this is, I don't know, but could you imagine? Yeah, it would be, imagine, as John Lennon would say. But it's a man-made problem. I think that just, it proves that the strife in the world, it's a man-made problem Right. They're the modern day tests. It really is. It's sort of like the big dysfunctional family, like when we were growing up in America in the 70s, it was like everyone seemed to have come from a dysfunctional family. That was just a word that went around a lot. But everybody survived on somebody, some range of dysfunction. And the world, it almost is operating like as a dysfunctional family. And they're sort of getting along and also sort of fighting. But it is fascinating. And it's a very comforting article. And it really, I don't know, I think it takes a lot of pressure off an individual and say, you know what, I do have to lean on a rock. You know, I am not the rock. I need to a rock. I need to lean on some, but you know, some strength. And it's wonderful. And as a matter of fact, at some point during, I don't remember if it was the Shiva or the funeral or something, this Ain old Milvado came up, and I was like, so it's very interesting that it comes up again in this. And I don't remember if I saw it in the book. I don't remember where. Maybe the cantor saying, I don't know. But so it's comforting. It's really comforting. And it just sort of shows that there is rationale when everything seems so irrational and so out of control and so much chaos that, you know, if this is meant to be, if this is the way it is to have these challenges, and, you know, it makes a little bit of sense of the chaos. Don't you think? Exactly. 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 Yeah. And it actually saddens me that there's a lot of people out there that really just don't believe or that don't understand that concept. I mean, that don't really have that firm connection with God, that they can, especially in difficult times, have that, you know, rock or to lean on. It really is. This really hits home. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, great.
Sorry. I had to go pick up my granddaughter. I'm babysitting my four grandkids, and I had to go to school and pick her. Sorry, she had a train, and I had to go get her. So I'm really so sorry. Okay, well, I will fortunately be able to hear the recording, but you have no idea how hard I tried to be on this whole call.
Yeah. The recording was one thing
Great. Ooh. Did I send you guys the article I wrote for Nir Ahad about Elul? I think I kind of captured that idea. Honestly, I sit down and stuff comes out of me that I don't really have the sophistication, but I pray and I ask God to do it, and it sort of did.
Backwards. You know, I think you might have sent it to me, but I think it happened in the last 2.5 weeks where, you know, I was like living in somebody else's life. So I'll re-look for it because it rings a bell now.
I'll send it to you because basically this year, I mean, this teaching you just did today was so, wow, such a gift, perfectly timed, because this year I'm making that transition into the light of Hashem, and the love of Hashem is more accessible during this time, and it's a gift, and it's a blessing, and it's not a burden. And it's a blessing for our use. Like, okay, you can see. All right, so maybe you have some extra wrinkles this year, but you know what you can do about them. But we don't bother unless we can see them. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That concept is so foreign for some reason. You know, if we're whacking ourselves, keep ourselves in line, you know, punishing whatever, even if it's really subtle inside, we just don't think about that's what we're doing to others too.
Yeah, it really is, and it helps. I think if we, like Mia was saying, we're not trained, and that's a thought that came across my head too, is that we're really not trained to, in our growing up or in our psyche, to look at it this way. And so I think a lot of the problems in the world, you know, the macro problems are like because of this very micro problem. And so really, we're so lucky that we're training ourselves to see the world this way, and it becomes like a behavior modification where you have to turn off certain connections and try and turn on others so that your whole approach is different. Do you know what I mean? And so it's very positive. What's that?
Oh, yes. 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 Thank you. Do that. I mean, if you do that, it will be a tremendous mitzvah for many people. I'm sure. Did you Did you send a link to that YouTube video on Skype? Do we know what that link is? How do we find it?
Hebrew.
The whole thing is okay. I get it. I understand. So. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that would be if it has subtitles in English. Okay, I got it. Alrighty. Wow, this is such a blessing today. It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't understand that. So that's the whole point of, once again, you translating and making. Yeah, okay. Wow, awesome.
Yeah. Yes, I believe so. If we could just suggest, for me, I really enjoyed the lessons about the inner meanings of the shofar, and that would maybe be something that would be really inspiring to go to.
Yes.
Would that?
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent. That would be great.
Okay, great.
Excellent.
All right.
Great. Well, thank you, Yedida.
Thank you very much. And talk to you guys later.
Great. Bye, Mia. Okay.